What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Hug Joyner.
Hug and Lowdown.
Civil Wilkes.
Hello, Hug.
And the only white guy to get more love in the black community than Bill Clinton, Dirk Nowitzki, and Robin Thicke combined, Jerry Owens.
What's up?
Combined.
Wow.
Civil and Tom, they love Gary so much, I heard a couple of people call him the N-word. Yeah, they say he represent the natty.
Here we go.
Welcome back, my natty. Back like the McRib, back like Tupac back. Another day someone's sitting in for Jay. Is it me or does it seem like TJMS is covering for Jay like he's on vacation, but he's really in rehab for his addiction to Caucasian? So Tom swapped out a black man that loved white women for a white man that loved black women.
You see how I do it? Huh?
Come on to you, brother, babe. Hey, this brother in the barbershop said they asked Washington, D.C. mayor for life what he think about QB RG3 in the Saints game.
Uh-huh.
And he said, man, Barry said, who that trying to set him up for RG3 didn't crack? You know, brothers in the barbershop do two things. They embellish a story and they buy bootleg movies. Did you guys hear about the company that brought Tupac back via hologram at the Coachella Music Festival with Dr. Dre and Snoop? Yeah, they've gone bankrupt. Y'all hear about this?
Yeah.
Crazy.
The company called Digital Domain was founded by Titanic director James Cameron. Now, Digital Domain was sitting on top of the world, Sybil.
Mm-hmm.
Now they filing Chapter 11. They worked on movies like Transformers, Tron, Pirates of the Caribbean, Kim Kardashian and Ray J movie. Nah, but they should have put some special effects because that movie sucked.
Play on words.
Tupac hologram would have went ham on Kim Kardashian.
Okay.
Anyway, I can't imagine watching movies without special effects. We might as well be watching the Republican National Convention. RC should have had the Digital Domain to put Tupac in Clint Eastwood chair.
Okay.
Maybe they'd have got some rate. Did y'all know Tupac hologram cost between $100,000 and $400,000? No wonder they filing for Chapter 11. Can't nobody afford that shiggity. It's cheaper to dig up the real body. I mean, they don't have any buy Tupac, get Biggie hologram free specials. Digital Domain needs to read Houston rapper Slim Thug Personal Finance How to Survive in a Recession, because he damn sure wouldn't be getting no $100,000 hologram.
Okay.
Hell no. Slim Thug's motto, drive a Bentley on Ben's income. $100,000 for a Tupac hologram?
Yeah.
How about $800 for a Gary Coleman hologram? I was reading the book, and it teach you how to stack your money and cut back.
Mm-hmm.
Like instead of making it rain, he make it drizzle.
Mm-hmm.
And it works too, Tom.
Yeah.
I read the book, and I become real frugal. Instead of stripping, instead of going to a strip club and a stripper giving you a lap dance,
yeah,
I split it with somebody. Now, if you got 10, I'll put in my 10. You get the left cheek, I'll get the right cheek, and we'll get a lap dance at the same damn time. And I don't know how many times I scooped up money off the floor from somebody that made it rain. You ever did that, Gary?
Yeah, I go to strip clubs with glue on my shoes.
Oh, so you can pick up the money. Yeah. I do the same. You know, all that money don't make it to the stage. So I just scoop it up and give it to the stripper, Sybil. You know what it's called?
What?
Re-gifting. We'll gossip tomorrow.
I love it.
Yeah.
24.
You know what?
24.